Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content. Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Kelly, you told us in the past that to get your daughter to eat broccoli, you told her that it would help the boobies grow.
Yes, it's true.
I love broccoli.
It works for me.
A woman wrote me and she was so mad. She goes, great, now my son won't eat broccoli.
It only works on girls.
It only works on girls. Broccoli puts hair on little boys' chests.
Yeah.
That's a good thing, right? And every little boy wants hair in his chest.
Helps you grow a beard, young men.
But no hair on girls' chests.
Nope.
No, broccoli is just for boobies.
Right.
But that's not the only white lie.
Sometimes you just have to do stuff just because it gets you out of the current predicament you find yourself.
But that's probably normal as a parent, right?
Sometimes it's just easier. Sometimes just easier.
Kind of harmless.
What'd you tell her?
Well, this has actually been going on for a while, and it just recently resurfaced. I don't know what her problem is. Okay, about a year ago, she's not up yet. Okay. I really have to watch what time I talk about certain things because I don't want her to know the truth yet. So anyway, I had been set up with somebody and we had, you know, we'd met at group dates and things like that. And so we were all invited to my friend who has kids, everything, bring everybody over. We're going to have a backyard, like little pool party and stuff, just hang out.
Okay.
So it's fine. And we're, you know, getting to know each other. We'd seen each other a couple times now. And at the end of the night, it's time to go home. And I go and buckle Emma Kelly up in the car. She's in her car seat. We go around behind the back of the car. Mm-hmm. And right.
Yeah.
It's pitch black. We're on a street with no street light.
Yeah.
Trying to do a little French.
My man.
Yeah, buddy.
She's in the car seat. She's supposed to be facing the front because she's all buckled in.
Yeah.
Get a little FaceTime.
Did she wiggle out, Kelly?
She twisted that neck around. And apparently... when he went to kiss me, you know, his back was to her and, you know, whatever. All we hear is, Mommy, what are you doing?
No, she caught you.
Screaming. He literally is like, good night, and takes off running. Leaving me to deal with this.
That's great.
Unbuckles herself out of the car.
Oh, no. She's not having that.
Mommy, what are you doing? I said, what do you think I was doing? Were you kissing him? I said, no. We were hugging goodnight. I don't know what you thought you saw. We were hugging. Okay? I was like, Emma Kelly, we were hugging.
Yeah.
Now, and she would just, that's it. Mommy, I think I saw. You didn't see that. You thought it's dark.
No.
Wow. See, it works for women,
hugging.
Too. Yeah.
She would bring up his name, which I'm not going to bring up. So, anyway, this is the one that dumped me via text.
Oh, really?
That guy. So, we're...
Done.
Yeah, who cares? I'm over it. So, it's been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But every, you know, like for weeks, she would bring it up. Mommy, I think I saw you. Emma Kelly, you didn't see me. We were hugging.
You devastated her. She's bringing it up for
so
weeks.
Bad.
It's weird to see your mom kissing.
Was she upset just about the kissing? Because I know she's brought up like... I wish you and Daddy would get back together.
She hasn't done that in years. I think she's really over that now.
But she doesn't. But it's not the issue of like, well, that's not my daddy. It's just the issue of you kissing someone is freaking her out.
Yeah.
Hashtag hugging leads to Frenching.
So she like started bringing it up again.
Yes.
Even remembers his name, which I forgot. When she brought up his name the other day, I'm like, who are you talking about?
You scarred your child.
They're like sponges.
She said, that man, I thought I saw you kissing, but you were just hugging.
Yeah.
I said, well, no, I haven't seen him, honey. It's been over a year. I haven't seen him, honestly. And I said, but, you know, is it okay for Mommy ever to kiss a man? Mm. No.
Hey, Kelly, let's read the name because I want to hear more about this, but we got to read the name.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize the clock.
Yeah. We got to pay some bills right this second, but I want to hear about your Frenching skills.
Hopefully you've registered at Kid Nation.
Yeah, if you haven't done so, go to kidnation.com right now and register because we're going to pay your bills. Twice a day.
All right.
Around this time.
Yep.
And an hour from now.
All right.
All right. Let's have the names.
All you got to do is tell us which bills you want us to pay. Up to 4 bills. We'll draw one out. And then we have a little twist in the game.
There you go.
Here's our 3 names.
All right.
For the first pay your bills of the day. Shanna Gillis, Katie Proctor, Emily Thibodeau. Thibodeau.
Thibodeau.
Yeah, Thibodeau.
Emily Thibodeau, Katie Proctor, Shanna Gills. You have 10 minutes to call us back at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
First one in gets to play.
So.
Okay, so really quickly, I'll wrap it up. So I said, is it okay for mommy to ever kiss a man? Because, you know, I'd like to start eventually dating
kiss
and hopefully, right, and getting kissed on again. She said, no. I said, why not? Because you're my mommy. I was like, but haven't you seen, because her dad has a girlfriend. Yeah. I was like, well, haven't you seen your daddy kiss a woman before? Yeah. Yes. I said, well, then why can't mommy? You just can't. I thought you wanted a stepdaddy. I don't want a stepdaddy anymore. I just want a stepmommy. Why? Stepdaddies aren't fun.
Kelly, your daughter is going to block every man.
Yeah.
What? I was never, the blood curdling. What are you doing?
Mommy! And that
Can you
was
imagine she's walking on something else?
Yeah, you'd have to be like, hey, but Kelly, we were stretching. He was stretching me.
Oh, that's weird.
So anyway, one day she's going to read back on my blog archives and find out that mommy was lying.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry.
I bet
way worse things you've blogged about, I'm sure she's going to find out.
Oh, my gosh.
I bet parents tell their kids all kinds of little white lies. I know they do.
We do.
We, you know.
I never realized what taking the animal to the farm meant.
Yeah.
And then I just kind of put that together.
Kelly Raspberry, single mom, Southern Belle, and friend to every gay man she meets.
I got a date in 2 weeks with a gay guy.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
If it weren't for gay men, I'd have no love at all.
I ran the man.
Kelly's not allowed to kiss men for the rest of her life.
Nope. Well, I get it. You don't want to see your mother as a sexual being.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
But the older you get, too, and you realize that, like, you never saw your parents interact like that, then you knew something was probably wrong.
Right.
I saw my parents kiss.
No,
you still want to see like,
they're together. I'm just saying, for me, like, my parents are divorced, and it's like now, in hindsight, it's like, oh.
Oh, I saw something when I was 5 years old that I have never forgotten.
It scarred you, right?
It scarred me for life.
See?
Man.
I've never seen my parents, like, I've seen, like,
stop wrestling with mom, dad!
Yeah. Is that what you screamed?
Yeah.
Mom, what are you doing?
Are you okay, mom?
That was my fault, because I used to try to sneak into their bedroom in the middle of the night, and I remember opening the door and seeing what was happening and just screaming, Dad, don't wrestle with mom. She said no horseplay in the house.
My cousin, whenever we get sick, I don't know if this is just us. We get the bucket.
You know,
you put the kid on the couch with the bucket so I could throw up so I don't have to run to the toilet. So my cousin was with her husband in bed thinking the children were asleep. And suddenly her door opens and her daughter's like, Mommy, do you need the bucket? She heard them.
Wow.
And she thought they were throwing up.
Eric.
Wow.
All right.
That's the worst, right?
Oh, wow.
Mommy, do you need the bucket? Like, you need to work on your skills. They sound like vomit.
You need to work on your, like, pleasure noises.
Oh.
Hey, Katie, welcome to the show.
As awkward as it is. Oh, God.
Good timing to play this game, huh?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You ever caught your mommy kissing people?
I don't think so. Not that I can recall.
All right, good.
Tell us about you, baby.
Yes, please tell us about you.
I called in to work today, and I'm home sick, and
not
I heard
too sick
my
to
name
call the radio
called,
station.
I couldn't believe it. Oh, my God.
You do sound a little stuffy. I hope you feel better.
Oh, thank you, Kelly. Oh, my God. I love you guys so much. I listen to you guys every morning.
So is this your sick voice, or is this the same voice you used when you called in this morning?
This is my sick voice, yes.
Did you make it a little thicker, though?
We'll vouch for you.
Well, I hope you win a lot of money when we pay your bills today.
You were the first person to call in.
Yeah, we called out three names.
God.
You were the first one to call back. And now Nick is going to read the bills that you submitted online at kidnation.com.
We have a telephone payment for $200.
Wow. Okay.
We have a car payment for $231.
Oh, we have sound effects.
Oh, you know I like to do sound effects.
An electric payment for $250.
Oh, good one, Shannon.
All pretty close in dollar amounts.
Oh, yeah. Shannon's got it.
And a rent payment for $738.
That's the big one you want me to pull, right? I bet.
Yeah, save that.
Well, here's definitely the thing. I'm not going to look.
Whoa.
Okay.
I'm not looking.
Shuffle around in the bucket.
Oh, you poor little sick thing. I hope I pull a big one for you. Let's see. Oh, Nick, what do you think? Yes, this one? Go. Which one, Nick?
I can't tell you.
I'm not cheating. I'm not cheating. I'm pulling legit.
Katie, what's the house paid?
What is it?
It's your car payment for $231.
Nice. Congratulations.
Okay, Katie, now you have, you know, there's a game here.
Got a decision
to
make, baby.
You know, we can just pay this bill outright for you, your car bill, even though I know there's something in there that's more. So if you want us to pay that bill, we will, or we can go for a different bill. And there's a little bit of a catch.
Yeah, because what's going to happen is if you say risk it, then we're going to put the other three bills back in the bucket. All right? Now, your car payment is off the table.
Off.
That's not going to be paid.
Gone.
But we're also going to put a dummy prize in the bucket as well. So you might win one of your other three bills getting paid, or you might win the fake prize. What's the fake prize today, Nick?
Today's fake prize.
Not fake prize, but...
Well, it's a real prize.
It's just not a bill.
Yeah.
It's an air horn.
From Air Horn Man.
Perfect for signaling the start of a race or scaring a coworker or loved one. This air horn can be heard from up to 1 mile away. This air horn could be yours if you risk it.
You know what? We might even be able to get that autographed for you by Air Horn Man should you win this valuable prize.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of a cool prize.
So that's your choice.
All right, Katie, you still have three bills in there, including that rent.
And an air horn.
And an air horn. Or, again, we can pay that first car payment bill we drew.
$231.
What do you want to do, Katie?
Payment. You feel lucky?
I think I'm going to leave it. I'm not going to risk it today.
She's going to take the car payment for $231.
Right. We're going to respect that, Katie.
Yeah. Very respectable.
My God. Thank you guys so much.
Hold on, Katie. Let's keep playing for fakes and see what you would have won.
Okay. Put it back in there.
Oh, I always hate when they do this on like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, even though you're out, and then get it right.
Let's see if Katie made the right choice.
You think she made the right choice?
See if Kelly would have pulled a bigger one.
Uh-huh.
I would have pulled the air horn.
Oh!
You chose right.
Well
Yay.
Done, Katie.
You chose right.
Your car payment.
Gosh,
the autographed air horn.
So much.
How do you feel, Katie? Better?
Yes, much better. You guys just made my day.
You can go on into work
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you feel better. You can go to work. Hope your boss isn't listening.
Hold on for us, Katie.
Way to go, babe.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Yay.
That's cool. You get sick, you stay home, you still listen to our show, and you get your bill paid.
Get your car payment paid.
We're going to do it again in about 40 minutes.
Got it.
Yeah, we do it every morning at 6:50, 7:50 Central Time. We call three names. First one to call back gets to play, but you can still go to KidNation.com and get signed up. You might get in the next drawing.
Do it right now. You just got to enter four bills, KidNation.com. It's so easy.
That simple.
And you got to listen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or have a really good friend that's listening.
Yeah, we had one of those yesterday.
Yes.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Let's get right to it. We're paying people's bills twice a day, every day. If you want to be a part of this, go to KidNation.com and sign up. It's that simple.
People do win, man.
David White did it, and he's on the show now. Hello, David White.
Hello.
What's up, my man?
Oh, not much.
Yeah? How things going in your world?
You're going good.
Oh, yeah, about to get a little...
This morning.
About to get a little bit better. Tell us a little bit about yourself, David.
37 years old, own my own business, and just be nice to get some help with some bills this morning.
What kind of business you own, bro?
Plumbing business.
Nice.
Plumbing.
What's your hourly rate? Anybody can always use a good plumber. I'm telling you. About $85 an hour?
Sir?
About $85 an hour, Mr. White?
No, not that. Not that.
All right. I'm gonna give you a call, dude.
Do you have that thing going on with your pants when you bend over?
No.
Okay, good.
Dude, seriously, I got a guy coming to put in three toilets in a bar today. I'm just getting all, because they always mess up, you know?
I don't want that.
Oh, no, that's the worst.
They always mess up.
The toilet.
So I'm getting those new ones. They're so cool. I got the jet flush.
Okay. Didn't you hear the announcer say, don't plug your bar this breakout?
Oh. Yeah, okay.
All right, now you're trying to plug it with your good toilet.
All right, let's see what bills.
That'll bring them in.
Yeah, let's see what bills we might be paying for you today, David.
Okay, David has an $80 cable bill.
Okay.
All right. You got a good deal on cable.
Oso.
No one needs more about gel coat.
When the fourth round would...
Don't you call in the...
It's the longest sound effect
That's
ever.
Cable, Kelly. TV channels.
A $125 electric bill.
Okay.
A $300 phone bill.
Whoa, David. Calling the ladies, huh?
And a $934 rent bill.
All right.
All right.
Plumber getting paid.
I am the lucky one who gets to reach into the bucket of fun here.
Oh, come on, pull the
I'm
going
to try. I'm
feeling.
Mixing them. I'm trying to be legit about it. You know, I'd love to pull the rent, but I got to be fair. Right, Jenna? We're all about
right.
fair.
Are we?
Give the plumber a good crack at it.
I got something here.
Yeah.
Here's the one.
Nice one out.
I'm so happy.
Yay, I had a good feeling.
It's the $934 rent
payment. Yeah, David.
Oh, nice.
I'm guessing you don't want to go for another bill because they're all lower than that.
No, I'm going to pass on.
There you go.
Yay.
Well, I'm so happy. Yay. I've pulled the biggest bill twice now.
You have.
You are pretty lucky. We should let Al start doing it.
Yeah.
No, I want everybody to win. That's great.
Good job, bro.
That is great.
Got your rent paid.
David.
Now, if you don't have a rent payment, what are you going to do with $934?
Put it on the house payment.
There you go.
There you go.
Okay. What are you going to do?
There you go.
You're a practical man. I like that.
Is that going to help you a lot, David?
Oh, yeah. That'll help a whole lot.
I'm glad, man.
Well, there you go, man.
Enjoy that extra cash, buddy.
That made the day better.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Make sure
you have a great week.
Make the month better.
If I call you to install these toilets, you make sure you give my brother a little hookup, all right?
That'll work.
All right. All right.
All right. Hold on for us, David.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
David White just got his house paid for the month.
Yeah, how about that? Get your house payment paid.
Could be you tomorrow.
That'll work.
Lacey's back in the studio. She's our phone screener.
You're engaged, aren't you, Lacey?
I am engaged.
When are you getting married?
We are getting married in October in Ireland.
In Ireland?
Ireland.
Mm-hmm. Mm,
we decided to not have a big wedding here. We decided to be selfish and go get married somewhere else. And people are actually following us. We thought it was just going to be our family coming.
Uh-huh.
We have friends who want to come, too. I don't think it's just because of me and my fiancé. I think really Ireland's the selling point.
It is a good selling point.
But we have a handful of people who are actually coming, so we're really excited about that.
Well, this wedding might not happen, Lacey, because you're getting sexy texts from other men.
This is true.
We talked to you yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You received a random picture text from a number you don't have in your phone.
In the middle of the night, and I was actually so embarrassed by this text, my first response was to hurry up and erase it so my fiancé would not see it.
Because it's
sketchy. What would he think if he saw it was this guy taking a sexy gym picture, a gym selfie, and he didn't have his shirt on, so he's just flexing his muscles, uh-huh. He has some red shorts on, and he's all up in the mirror just flexing his body.
Hmm. Dude's big.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
he
covered it, he covered his face, so you don't know who this guy is at all.
Mm-hmm. And
you,
so,
yeah, you don't know if it was maybe like an ex, and you don't have a lot of numbers anymore.
I know that it wasn't an ex. I wasn't sure if it was somebody from my past or a wrong number, because he did follow up that picture with, "Here you go, bro."
Yeah.
So wow. I know he didn't mean to send it to me.
So it was to a bro.
Yeah.
A brofie.
So you told me to respond to him. I didn't know yesterday. I thought maybe I should poke fun at him. Obviously, he didn't mean to send me this text. So I was wondering if I should mess back with him. And y'all told me to. So I started texting him yesterday.
Yeah, or I said ask him to send another.
Mm-hmm. So we got into a long conversation yesterday.
Oh, you did.
Mm-hmm. So you did send him the picture of JC or you did not?
I did. What I did at first, I responded to him, and this was a couple of days later because I got this picture late last week. So it was a couple of days. I responded to him yesterday. I said, "Hey, dude, good work at the gym. Send me another pic. I'll send you a good one." He responded with, "Thanks. Send your pic now. I've got a few good ones." Then I waited a few minutes.
Oh, my God.
I waited a few minutes because I wanted to see if he would send me a picture first or if I had to go ahead and respond back with a picture. Well, he was really anxious for this picture, so he texted me back almost immediately. "Let's see what you got. Also, I'm training people. Send some folks my way, and I'll hook you up."
Okay, so he's a trainer, and I'm assuming he thinks you're a
dude?
A bro-friend. Yeah.
Show me what you got, though.
Show me what, yeah.
I don't think I've ever written a guy friend or any guy in particular and said, show me what you got, dude.
Come on, dude. Show me what you got.
It doesn't matter. The straightest of straight guys, when they get in that gym and turn meatheady, they turn a little bit into other dudes.
Well, no, these are not the average gym
rats.
I notice
it though. I mean, I see it with my straight guy friends. They admire. I can see them looking, staring at other dudes. Like, yeah, they'll check out a hot girl, but they stare at other dudes. Like, how do they measure up?
Yeah, it's more because of their muscles and stuff. You're like, dang, that guy's big.
Exactly. I'm just saying, like, the straight guys check out the other straight guys.
These are the guys in the gym that wear those little spaghetti strap shirts.
Yeah.
I don't think guys wear spaghetti straps.
And then they can't even hold their arms straight down. Their arms are out here.
Beefcake.
Like they're walking in like an old Western, you know, because they got so many muscles. Their arms won't even. I know these guys.
Yeah.
I'm not one.
No.
Obviously. I don't even know where the gym's located.
Okay, I got to hear what you did because you said he double texted you and said, send me some people my
what you got.
Yeah, well, he wants some pictures.
Yeah. Okay.
So I responded back with a picture of JC muscling out in his red shorts. It looks a lot like the picture that I received first.
Lacey,
so I sent him this picture.
Yeah, it looks like these guys have the same shorts on.
Mm-hmm. First of all, my face is visible in this picture.
It's a cute face.
No, it's not. Second of all, Lacey.
What kind of face is that, actually?
I don't know. I don't know how to take selfies. I don't know what to do with my face.
But when now,
maybe try smiling.
If you were looking at your wife, like, in a bathing suit.
No, I was looking at. I think I was looking at the camera
screen. No, you were looking at yourself.
You're, like, mouth breathing.
So you're obviously busted now because he knows that this isn't who he's been texting, unless he thinks he's texting JC.
Yeah.
Well, I sent him this pic, and
you know,
I said...
Hold on. You can go on the internet, and there are tons of other pictures
of
dudes.
Yeah, but this looks like you guys are twinsies. Okay.
Okay.
Exactly. So I said, ha-ha, I could be your body double. Twinsies. He texted back.
I don't find this funny because now this guy, that's my face again. My face is visible.
But wait, here's the compliment.
Yeah.
He said, you look good, dude. I'm confused, though. Who are you? LOL. So I responded, bro.
Lacey, if you responded with my name...
I'm smarter than that. I said, bro, it's Juan, because that's Mexican. So I'm like, it's Juan. But most people call me Yummy Tummy. You texted me the other night. I thought you wanted to be gym selfie buddies. You want to lift sometime?
Okay.
So you got me into a...
I'm hanging on these... No, you have a workout buddy.
Into a dude-on-dude relationship.
Yeah.
So this is what he responded with. I thought I was texting Lacey. You have nice abs. Send me more pics.
Oh.
So then I'm completely confused.
Because you do know him.
So he's calling you
he
bro.
He said bro, though.
He spelled my name right. At first, I was like, okay, now somebody at work is messing with me. Was this JC all along that was texting me this?
No. That is great if it was, though.
I assume. I end up getting to this long conversation with him. Then he's either... flirting with you or sales pitching you or sales pitching me, I'm really not sure. But by then, he knows that I'm just messing with him. So
yeah.
I'm like, who is this? Would not tell me his name. I'm
so
pretty
you still
sure.
Haven't figured it out.
I'm pretty sure I know who it is, but he won't fess up. He would not own up to his name. I think it was this guy that I used to work with probably about 8 years ago. He's the only beefhead that I know besides JC. No
Why would he randomly after 8 years text you that?
Yeah, and call you bro.
Now, I think he was trying to send the picture to somebody else. That is why he said bro, but still had my phone number. I've had the same number for 10 years or so, but I hadn't talked to him in probably 6.
You know what he did, Al?
Hmm.
He pulled the, oh, yeah, girl, I meant to send that to my bro, but it sent to you.
There would be no reason for him to text me in the middle of the night, though. We never had a relationship like that where it was
engaged.
Okay.
Because you're engaged, and now he knows you're getting married. Maybe he's like, oh, that's my last shot.
Bro.
Yeah, I don't.
My last shot, bro. They come out of the woodwork.
So I was trying to catfish him, and ends up I was catfishing somebody that I knew. It completely blew my mind whenever he texted back. I thought you were Lacey.
Yeah, bro.
That's weird.
Blown up in my face. For you, JC.
That is so fishy.
Wait, so does he still want to work out with JC?
Yeah, he'll probably work out with you. Bro, he likes your abs. He likes what you're working with.
I'm good.
You're not going to file a textual harassment suit against him?
Yeah, I'm done. That conversation lasted way too long all day yesterday, and I never went anywhere with it. Like, it never got resolved at all, and he wouldn't tell me his name. So,
Good work, Lacey.
Thank you.
I'm not happy you used my picture, but...
It's a really nice picture.
What? What's your problem, Juan?
At least you got me a workout buddy,
Look at this compliment, though. Your wife sends your shirtless pictures to her gay best friends. Lacey sending your picture out.
To trainers and they're impressed.
You should just rent your picture out, dude.
You know what? I'm going to make your picture my profile picture.
No, Jenna,
I need a new one.
No. No.
Textual seduction.
My pictures are my property. Stop stealing them, please.
Until I send it to you.
And anybody who can Google them.
Yeah, anybody who can Google them. All right.
Thanks
for embarrassing me.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast, a condensed version of the show. Kid Craddock in the Morning.